Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
At this point, I'm to the point where there's no way I could doubt God because I've seen him answer too many prayers. But I do sometimes have some skeptical moments when I'm thinking about my own faith. Do I really believe in God, and do I really have faith in God? But when you invest in prayer and you see God answering those prayers after you've persistently prayed over and over, then you really do grow in your faith, and you really do see God moving in ways, you know, not just ways that answer prayer for the things that you want, but you see him moving in the world and using you to help transform the lives of other people.
So, Greg, you say that you now firmly know that God is an active participant in your life. I mean, you know it now. You've got a history with God, and I think that's so important. But are there key pillar moments that you go, Ebenezer moment, Ebenezer moment?
I remember one really, really, really critical moment where, when I was in a village, I had just gotten there not very long into the ministry. We didn't even have a car. We were out there with bicycles. And this lady started wailing in the village, and we asked what was wrong, and they said, well, her son is about to die. And we said, well, you know, can we help somehow? Can we see this kid? And I don't know what we were thinking. We don't have medical training. They took us to where the kid was laying on the floor of this hut, and his breathing was erratic, and his eyes, the pupils were dilated, and I couldn't get them to respond with the flashlight. And I, you know, the words pupils fixed and dilated came back to me from all the television I'd watched, and I thought, oh, this is bad. You know, I don't know much about this, but this is definitely, he looks like he's going to die. Mm. And I remember, you know, we said, well, he can't have meningitis because we don't have any medicine for that. And I remember saying, hey, you know, maybe we should pray. After all, we are missionaries. And at that moment, the kid's eyes blinked. And I thought to myself, we better hurry up and pray for this kid because I think God is healing him.
And, I got to join in on this.
You know, we got to get this.
Yeah, you know, just, I want in.
And his eyes blinked. And I thought, okay, so we prayed. And by the time I got done with the prayer, he was looking around, focusing on things in the room. And by that night, he was better. And we couldn't even give him the second dose. He fought like a bobcat. So I looked at that, and I remember that was when I really first started realizing prayer is not like where you pray about your good ideas. Prayer is the good idea. You know, you don't pray about your strategies. Prayer is the strategy, and you invest in that, and that's what you're counting on. That's not like your last resort. Well, if nothing else pans out, we can always pray about it. You know, that was where I realized, no, because God is real, you've got to be going to him first.